Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. And let me click on DC and see if you guys can hear me. DC, can you hear
me? Hello, Barbara. I can hear you. Yes.
Yay.
Happy Sunday. Yes.
Well, then go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Happy Sunday. I'm so blessed to be here this evening. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the Magical DC Love, the Real DC Love. My journey is an amazing journey, and it started with food. It started with delicious sugar cookies with sprinkles. They flew off my countertop onto my floor in the kitchen, and I couldn't imagine what had happened. After that, I had my cell phone texting me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And then I actually had spirit sit upon me to get my attention. So all of this propelled me to where I am today on this amazing path. And it's just such a beautiful path. Everything was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And it really confirmed that I do have a strong connection with spirit. I've had a background, a work background, in fact, and it was in law enforcement. But since that time, I've hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love instead. I've never looked back. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan is truly divine. I mean, it might take a while before you believe it, but she really is. And the funny thing is, you know, since I connected with Joan, we've been together ever since. It took me a while to realize that the connection that we have is truly divine. And Joan, she's left this door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And with her help, you know, I have access to the most amazing and fascinating variety of divine source. And Joan helps me to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm so blessed, you know, when I am able to do these beautiful radio shows and share my brand of unique divine messages and healing to people. But long story short, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. It's what I listen to. Happy Sunday, everyone. This is DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And my journey has been going on all of my life, but I finally reached a point where I realized that my life sucked. It was terrible. I was not happy at all. Nothing was working. I just didn't know what to do. And I guess at that point, I kind of surrendered. And I started looking for ways to connect more and more with my own guidance. Because I'd read the books, Conversation with God. I'd read 4 or 5 of them. And so I figured, well, if Neil Donald Walsh can talk to God, then surely God will talk to me. And that led to me learning automatic writing and becoming a conscious channel. And I've learned so many different methods of energy healing, is usually what it's called. And every year or two, I'll say, oh, this is nice, but I'd like something that does more. And they show me something more. And so now they are showing me how to rewrite my soul contract, which is an amazing experience, and I absolutely love it, and I love the changes that it brings in me and how it actually opens me up, and I feel more alive, more connected. I actually like myself and love myself. It's just such an amazing, wonderful experience, and I'm going to start doing it with other people. And then within the next 2 weeks, I can tell it's coming. So if it's something you're interested in, don't forget to check that website, because one day it's going to be there. And so now I use the things that I've been taught to help other people, to help them transform their lives while I am transforming my life. Because I've learned that I am actually important in my life. And so I do things for me as well as for others. And I'm learning to put myself first, which was a real struggle because I was taught I was always supposed to be last. But it feels good to actually put myself first in my own life. So if you want to know more about me, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. There's even some free healing work that you can do on yourself. Because this is your life and it's about you. Just like I'm putting myself first in my life, you should be first in your life. All right, so now it is time for us to, wait a minute, let me open the chat room. And we will now take questions from callers. Let me find my little notebook. And the number is called to call is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And when you call in, don't forget to press the number one so that we'll know that you want to talk to us. Otherwise, we may just leave you alone and let you listen. Okay, our first caller is from area code 313.
Hi, how are you? Sherelle, how are you?
Great, how about you?
I'm fine, thank you for asking.
So what can we do for you today?
Hi, DC. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, DC. I haven't talked to you in a while. DC, do you remember me?
I remember you. Yes, yes. How are you doing, hon?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing great. Thank you. And it's so nice of you to call in. Thank you.
I know. I haven't talked to you about over a year.
Wow,
yeah. Over a year now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, it's an honor that you called in. It's so beautiful.
So beautiful. Yeah, I know y'all want to get on. But my
awesome.
Question is, when did I hear from Sam? I haven't spoke to him for about a year. I missed him.
Okay,
hon,
I heard a crackling when you were talking. You wanted to hear from whom?
Sam. I said, when will I hear? Yes, I said, when will I hear from Sam?
Okay, and who is Sam?
A friend.
A friend, okay. Okay. Okay, but is he more than a friend?
I mean, friends with benefits, but other than that, no.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like there was a little bit more there. Okay. I'm getting like caution lights when you said Sam. Okay, and I was getting caution lights, honey, and then I saw Christmas lights that were all tangled up.
Ooh.
Okay, do you have a tendency to wear your heart on your sleeve, hon?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, because I'm seeing, like, you know, like, be cautious with Sam is what I was getting. Like, be very, very cautious. Okay? Let's see. Okay. I do feel... Okay, I'm getting mixed messages. I'm seeing two pages. Okay, so I don't feel that you're both on the same page?
No, I haven't spoken to him in about a year. I've been reaching out, but, I mean, well, I've been blocked. I mean,
okay.
I know that's a sign or a message. Yeah, okay, well, unless you know right there, you know, he's not good or, you know. But, I mean, I just miss him. I miss our company. I miss our times, you know. I don't know.
Well,
I just miss him.
Send love
Go
to
ahead.
Him. Just send love from yourself, from your higher self to his. But I'm getting the angels are saying, you're such a beautiful soul, honey, that you deserve to be cherished. You deserve
yes.
to be respected. You deserve to be understood as a partner, you know? And you need
yes.
a, like a, you know, you need this beautiful union, this relationship to have balance is what I'm showing, okay? I feel like you were giving more than you were getting, even as a friend, you know? So I just feel like you were on the giving end of this. I do feel, you know what, if you just, you know, open up and allow the angels to come in, that you are going to have a really amazing relationship with someone. And my dog, Ginger, she's coming in and she's saying, girlfriend, it's like you're at this casino and you hit the jackpot in love, you know? So, you know, the key to this is that you've got to always put yourself first, okay? Have you made, like, your list of the qualities that you would love to have in, you know, this ideal partner?
No, not yet.
Okay, because you really
I put it in mind. I manifested it. I try to dream about it and think about it before I go to sleep. I mean, sometimes.
I am feeling, honey, that you have fear, you have doubt when you think about romance. There's fear, there's doubt, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, when you think of Sam, I sort of feel like this dark cloud is overhead. And it sort of blocks the joy, okay?
Yeah.
It blocks the love, it blocks the joy. I'm just saying, you know, you're an amazing woman. You're very enthusiastic. You've got this whole dynamic energy. And the angels are saying, honey, you've got to really just, you know, think about you in regard, like, to matters of the heart. And I do feel that you're going to attract someone that's going to be confident, successful, mature. All of the stuff that you've been thinking about that you'd like to have, you know, in this partner. So if you don't write down the list, you could, you know, you could talk to your angels and let them know what you're looking for.
I won't hear from him anymore. That's what you're saying. I mean, I get what you're saying, that, you know, just write down my qualities, manifest the man that I will want, basically. That's what you said. Manifest, you know, write down what would you like in a man and come. I understand,
you know,
manifestation. I get that.
What I'm getting, honey, if you keep focusing on Sam, you're going to miss out on a possible soulmate. You're going to miss out on an amazingly beautiful relationship, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I would concentrate right now on you, okay?
Okay.
And just open yourself up to the love that's, you know, wanting to come your way. I feel like, you know, like, past and everything, I feel like you're holding on to some pain, some letdowns, a little bit of heartache. And this is a time to love yourself first and allow yourself to be loved the way you truly deserve to be loved, okay?
Right, yes.
And when you do that, I see obstacles just fading away. And I see, you know, like, a beautiful balance in a relationship. There's such beautiful love there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, honey, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Have a very blessed holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Thank
you.
Hi,
Barbara.
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing great. I usually write down the names of our callers and what it is they wanted to talk about. I've always wondered why I write it down, because I never go back and look at it. But while you were talking to DC, guidance said, go back and look. So I went back, and it was last November when you called, and the focus of our conversation was your relationship with Sam.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
So if you haven't talked to Sam in over a year, why are you still stuck when it comes to Sam?
I mean, I'm not stuck. I mean, I'm not, like, stuck. I mean, I do see other men. I talk to other guys. But it's just, basically, it's just the intimacy. If you really wanted to know why, I mean, if I have an answer, I don't want no relationship. I just really want just the intimacy. I do see other men. I talk to other men. But it's just not fulfilling. But go ahead. What's the next question?
Okay, the question they have is, what will it take for you to let Sam go so that you can actually find somebody in your life?
Just let him go, I guess. Let him go.
Okay, then let's let him go. There's a part of you that's thinking, oh, well, I can never find anyone who's as good as Sam. They're showing you these feelings, and I don't know how to interpret those back into words. But you did enjoy Sam, I'll put it that way. And they're saying that there is someone else for you, and you will find that relationship even more rewarding. The intimacy will be wonderful, but so will every other aspect with it. You'll be able to talk with him and go places with him and just sit and enjoy time with him, enjoy cooking
right.
with him, meals with him. You know, he'll be a part of your whole life, not just
yeah.
the intimacy. And all of it will be good. So if
okay.
you let go of Sam, that's what you have to look forward to.
Okay. Well, thank you. Y'all both been very helpful. I appreciate that. Y'all
well,
both have a good night.
Well, they're saying that there's one thing you might want to do, and that
is
write a goodbye letter to Sam and then burn it.
Write a letter and then burn it. Okay.
Yeah, telling him goodbye so that he's no longer a part of your life, no longer a part of your thoughts, no longer a part of what you are trying to create. Because you create with what you think about, and you think about Sam.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you think about the lack of Sam, which is why Sam didn't come back, because you think about him being gone. So that's what you've been creating.
Wow. Okay. Well, basically, I'm manifesting what I'm thinking. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Y'all been very helpful. Thank you. All right. Have a good night. Happy holidays.
Too.
Bye.
Goodbye. Okay. And our next caller is from area code 510. Feels like Leanne. Let's see.
Hello. It is she. It is me. Oh, God, I get the giggles whenever I call. This was good because, you know, the energy is swirling right now with the planetary shift, and I've been feeling it, but I've been really, like, it's funny. I'm ending one of those, you know how I do the 20-day herbal and veggie raw food thing to clear myself and lift me up and keep my vibes high, and then I go back in, you know, to do what I do to work with this body, right? But at the same time, it's interesting because I didn't realize the solstice was the next day as I was finishing. So it's just, I find it so interesting how, you know, the timing of whenever I'm kind of guided to do these things I do in my rituals. So I'm grateful you guys are there right now because I am definitely feeling stuff. But I'm also feeling like I feel opening. If that makes sense, openings and open and also raw because, you know, so, and also looking forward to simplicity. Anyway, so there's more that's been happening, like called to give and stuff like that, which has been really, really special. And so I asked for guidance and I got lots of it over the last like 2-3 weeks. And it's been just that's been a miracle, you know, and the you know, the saying, it is in giving that we receive from St. Francis of Assisi. That has been just so, it's just been like this mantra that's just right there. And it's just so, it's been powerful. Like it's different. I don't think I've allowed myself or even had the whole piece where I could do some of the things I've been graced to be able to do. And to give and to share. And it's just, so I guess the questions are just around whatever, anything that wants to come through, but I'm sharing also what I've experienced right lately. That's just, it's a bit overwhelming, but also, beautiful, you know, and, so freeing as well. And also still new to be able to be this free. and guided, not just, you know, I'm not just doing it. It's like I could hear the guidance when I'm called to do whatever comes before me.
Okay.
And I haven't really shared, so I guess that's where I needed to put it out there a little bit into the spirit world with you, holding it sacred. And just, yeah, any messages around anything, including those who I've been called to help lift up, you know.
Beautiful. Leanne, I don't know if you saw my post that I posted about the rare Christmas star in the sky. It's going to be the first. Okay, so you can see it, you know, you can see it like through the 22nd, so I don't know if you've had an opportunity yet.
No, I haven't. I actually forgot. Try to get out there
because they say like the Star of Bethlehem could have been a rare conjunction too involving Jupiter and Saturn. And I feel like your divine team is speaking to you through the stars, you know.
Definitely.
And I just, you know, when I saw my post and then I heard I speak to you through the brilliant stars. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes, because the moon is another. Okay. I could easily, you know, right on my backyard is all open to be able to see, so that's perfect.
I just feel like that's going to be a time when you really, you know, are able to connect with the divine, when you connect with the stars.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, just remember that you are by the beautiful divine team, okay? And they're going to help you to take steps that are necessary for you to, you know, continue on your amazing journey, okay?
Yes.
Have you been hearing any, like, high-pitched noises lately or maybe seeing flickers of light?
I've seen flickers. I've seen shadows. I've also,
okay.
I heard the meow when, you know, Shaggy passed. So for 2 weeks, I heard this meow at 1:30 in the morning. And I only connected yesterday. It was weird. I finally remembered that 1:30 in the morning, the night before he passed, he came and was like completely like a younger cat and then sat on the bed after he played with me.
Yeah.
And I have a picture of him and Sparkle, their little butts and tails. And I remember just being so happy. And then the next morning, of course, you know, we all knew what was going to happen shortly, including him. And he wasn't by the fireplace. Like he prepared me. But why I'm sharing with you is because you asked me, but also that I just connected somehow, I don't know how, but yesterday that 1:30 was him definitely, that was the same, you know, it kept repeating. I haven't had that lately, like in the past week and a half, but the sounds, yes, what you're talking about, yes. The winged ones are at it big time.
Wow.
That's been... Yeah.
Beautiful. I mean, I just feel like this is like, for me, even personally, like it's just a wonderful time of connecting with the divine.
Yes.
Okay. And you're receiving like a lot of divine downloads is what I'm getting.
Yes. That's
your team is
being real gentle about everything.
Yeah. And you're very, you know, they're very close to you right now. I mean, you could actually hopefully feel them. And they're just letting you know they want to help to make your dreams come true. Okay.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, I'm not sure, you know, which Ascendant Master is with you, but I do feel there's an Ascendant Master with you. And you're going to, like I said, you're receiving downloads. And this is, like, where you're finally going forward. Like, I feel like you're breaking through something and you're going forward.
That's what I feel, too. It's like, that's why I'm being careful, you know what I mean, as far as like I said, the timing of, you know, the other part of what, you know, I physically did, but I was also called to do that. And then I look at how the completion and then that move propelling forward is exactly, I mean, right as these planets, I mean, everything. And then the season of light, then we've got Christ, the whole thing. I'm like, wow. So it's just.
Yeah. It's such a divine,
amazing.
You know, timing and divine connection with all of this. It's just truly amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
And I just feel like doors are opening at this time for you. They're going to really start opening. And, you know, when you go through these doors, these are the things that you've been waiting for, Leanne. There's so many opportunities. And I just feel, I see you going up you're going up an escalator. You're ascending.
Mm-hmm.
You're expanding. I mean, it's just amazing. So I feel like all is possible, you know, during this time.
It feels like that, yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I feel it too. It's just like, it's truly amazing.
It really is. It's like the ease of what used to be hard and used to be so far away. It's just all, it's almost like all those little seeds and things that I always heard in my head and I saw, it's like
right now
the culmination is just like, it's actually like a, you know, like I can see a star like exploding and all the sprinkles, you know, that's what I see, like that
yeah.
kind of thing. And it's like,
and I'm getting, with all that you've been through, even like with your health and everything, this is the time to
right.
let go of all that. You've healed it karmically.
Yeah. Yes. I feel and you know,
it's a karmic healing, you know?
Yes. And I'm ready. It's like the lessons were so, they were necessary, right, to shift everything in this physical world as far as, you know, to not do what I was doing before in the past, even from a career standpoint. But I feel
there's something still that you're holding on to, and it's deep within you. Maybe you're not aware of it.
Very positive.
I'm going to ask Barbara to come in to help you to release that old energy.
Yes, of course.
That's sort of holding you back a little bit, because this is your time to walk through those open doors.
Okay.
So I just feel like it's like deep within you, and, you know, and the angels are saying, Leanne, do not fear, because we are with you. You are truly safe.
Okay, I was going to say it probably is old ancient fear. That's what I got when you were saying it.
Okay.
And I do believe, okay.
Yeah, I'm getting this. I even see like your divine team with you. You know, and I just, they want you to be able to really go forward and claim all that, you know, that is yours, you know? So there's nothing to fear. You've got to, you know, be able to go forward. And I'm glad that you called in this evening. And Ginger Singh, boy, she's going on one heck of an adventure. It's going to be a happy one, and it's going to start really soon, you know? So she's saying, Nancy Barbara's coming in. She's going to make a couple minor adjustments, and you're going to be fine.
Awesome. All right. So, Ginger, thank you, and everyone else. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, Barbara. God bless, Leanne.
Thank you.
Leanne.
Yeah.
Okay, Divine Mother is ready to talk with you, and the members of your team. There's about 70 of them with us right now.
Oh, that's all, huh?
Yeah, well, they're still gathering, so.
Gosh. All right,
okay.
And tell them, yes, I accept them all their help. I welcome it.
Right. Here is what Divine Mother wants to say to you. You are opening to a new you. And this new you is very different in many ways from who you've been in the past. This is you coming into your power, into your purpose, into your enlightenment. This is a transition, not just a shift.
Okay.
You are moving into who you are, which means you are letting go of who you have been. And this involves releasing many old patterns and habits, thoughts, fears, doubts, stress. There are so many things that have tied you up in knots throughout your life. And it's time to let them all go. And we strongly encourage you to do this work, to do this clearing that you know is right for you, so that you can move forward on your own path. And we want you to make sure that you are the focus of your life, because it's not about other people, and it's not about helping other people, and frankly, it's not about even caring about other people. It's about you. It's about opening up to you. It's about making yourself important. It's about loving yourself. Now, we have been working with Barbara Grace for many weeks now on changing her soul contracts so that she can move into who she truly is. And you are approaching that same point, that same pivotal point in your existence. So we invite you to work with her. You know her. You know what she does. And you know that she will be there for you. Let her assist you in making these changes to your contract. And she will teach you how to do it for yourself. So it is not something you will have to rely on anybody else in order to do. Let yourself learn so that you can move yourself forward. There are so many openings and opportunities that are there for you. But you can only see them when you have let go of all of that clutter from your past.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to let go, and you want to let go quickly, utilize all of the tools that we are providing you with. Accept the help that we are offering to you. And be open to your own transition. You are a truly beautiful soul. And we love you greatly. And we know who you really are. It's time for you to accept yourself. We love you. We love you. We love you. Oh, okay. That's what you wanted to say.
Okay, got it. And yes, I can't talk.
Take a deep breath. And come back to her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I like the idea of letting all that done quickly, so that works. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm definitely ready.
Beautiful.
And
I will tell you that the soul contract work is really interesting, and it's also kind of fun, and it's also kind of, well, you know, when I'm doing it on me, I always say yes, because at one point they ask you to say yes to accept the new contract, and it always amazes me when I'm doing it with somebody else, and they say no, and I'm like, how can you say no?
Okay, no, I already got my yes, and what, like, you'll be a conduit, so I got that. So, they got my mouth shut, so. Because I'm just feeling.
You're doing something to you right now. What are you guys doing? It's like they're putting something into your crown chakra. I can't see what it is they're putting in. They're saying it's not your business what we're putting in.
Well, I got more energy. Like, my energy boosted, like, significantly.
Okay.
I mean, I'm relaxed still, but I felt I don't know. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Emily, and this is DC. I'm being shown by Ginger that your guides are helping you to step out of your comfort zone.
No kidding. Okay, thank you.
Yeah?
Well, I'm willing. I mean, that's the only way I can expand and continue to emerge, you know, and yeah. See, not many words.
Yeah, just have a positive attitude and an attitude of gratitude, and good things are coming, hon.
Okay.
Beautiful.
important. Yep. Ooh. Yeah, they're definitely here because I'm, yeah. Mm.
That's awesome.
I can't see anyone. I just feel it's like there's actually a lot of, yeah. It's almost like static, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. That, yeah. I have to ask you.
Go ahead.
I connect, you know, here and there with Lady Diana.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering, because I just feel like she's around you right now.
That's funny. There's a plate, and it's weird. There was a plate that somehow, I don't know how, whose plate. Somehow I got a plate, and I think it was my Nana Jean's, the one that you always get from the Irish, which she didn't have the accent, but her dad did, and it comes through as her, as an accent, right? That's the Nana, my grandma, that you always get. But
yes.
My mom sent it. My mom sent the Diana, Princess Diana plate, which is something I would not be collecting at all. But yet, I of course, kept it because it was something from my Nana. And I remembered thinking, so, yeah, that's interesting. It's up in my office because.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Goodness.
And I've only had it a couple months. I think she mailed it just a couple months because she's been going through some things and sending. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's her. It's in her wedding dress. It's one of those, you know, collectible.
Oh,
things.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And I didn't get rid of it because something, I looked at it and I was like, and that was so interesting, actually, because, yeah.
Okay. Well, she's there to help you as well. Let her help.
Well, and she was one hell of a humanitarian, too, so wow.
She is. Oh, goodness, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had to tell her when I first connected with her, I smelled this amazing fragrance, and I said, I have allergies. You have to, you know, you have to tone it down a little bit, because all I could do was... I couldn't stop sneezing. I'm like, please, you know, and then she did. It was just so funny. I mean, here I've smelled men come in with cigars and all this. I'm like, oh, dearest goodness, you know, you've got to stop, you know?
Oh, yeah, the smell thing has been strange. I haven't had, thank God, I don't want, oh, God, that fragrance would get me. You're right, but I have been, smells have been, I've looked, turned around, and I've been like, okay. And it's been out of, it's almost, I think Sparkle does it too. And I mean, no dog smell, but I'm talking about when I'm smelling something that's not really there, but it's there, she catches it. She catches it, but no one else is.
Yeah. Amazing. Yep.
Mm.
Well, that was really interesting.
Yeah. Cause no one knows about the little plate. Right. And why would that, and that connects with grandma, you know, Nana, that, wow. Mm.
Yeah. Amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot going on. Oh, my goodness. And it's all beautiful.
So trippy right now. I'm like, oh, goodness. Aww. Actually, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Wow.
Have a very blessed Christmas, Leanne, and stay in touch
Thank
with
you.
Us, hon.
Of course, no, I will. And both of you as well. And simple. I'm just feeling just. Yeah, this I think this is the first time in a long time the whole season of light, like really feeling that because of the way you know, things are. It really feels, it's pretty, it's a, I can't use word. My words aren't working.
That's all right.
It's just not working.
That's okay. We're good with that. Well, thank you. And you take care and say hello to your mom and let her know that we wish her a happy holidays.
I sure will. I feel like, you know what I feel like right now? I feel like, you know what, the download, it just relaxed. First it gave me energy. Now it just sort of relaxed me in this sort of like, it's just like a, it's almost giddy, but then also just very relaxed, like chill. As if I had a good drink, but I haven't, you know, don't drink. So that's what it feels like.
Well, your grandfather does.
Yeah.
I was doing, was it a Tom Collins? Because I was tasting something.
Yes.
I'm like, what is that? Yeah,
his
I could.
His name was Nana Tom. He's the one I hadn't met, remember? And that's Nana Jean's dad. And he was actually an alcoholic. but a happy one. And she actually lived with him growing up when her parents divorced.
Well, I have a very tart in my mouth right now. Oh my goodness, that's hysterical.
Oh. I love it.
Very cool.
Now, I do. I feel like somebody infused, like they gave me the energy first, and then they said, "Okay, now you can chill." And I got like a something. It's something about. Okay, I have to just say this, because this has been coming through. So, do one of you like a hot toddy or something like that? Is it Barbara Grace? That there's some story around that.
And I was the one that liked toddy. The hot toddy
okay,
has
something between both of you. Okay. All right.
Well, when I was younger, I had a breathing issue, and my grandmother would give me like a hot toddy, very little bit of whiskey, but like the tea and then some honey, and it would open up my breathing passages.
Well, there you go. Okay, because this has been coming since yesterday, because I was doing to you too.
The hot toddy.
I was tapping into both of you. Because I was picking stuff that was sending, right? And I was going with totally different for each of you. And I kept clicking on this thing that had hot toddy. And I'm like, what is that? What? Who? And then I just started laughing. So then, okay. It's you.
It's me with the hot toddy. Yep. Definitely. Yep. The old fashioned remedies, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And they actually work.
They do. Yep. So that's really amazing, Leah. That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, okay, wait a minute, I do have to ask that. It's like, wait, don't let her go yet, not yet. One of them has to hear that.
Yeah, no, that's very, very cool. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I don't know, Barbara, I'm like, well, let's see.
No, it's definitely D.C.
Mother
didn't heed it, but she made her own remedies, too, with whiskey and peppermints and lemon with it. And
okay, but didn't you have something to do with hot cocoa and marshmallows?
Now, if you're talking hot cocoa and marshmallows, well, I'm not crazy about marshmallows, but hot cocoa, that's me.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
You know what, Leanne, I've been drinking hot cocoa with marshmallows.
Okay, well, you're the marshmallows, but the thing I tapped on yesterday, this is funny. All right, so you're the marshmallow part, and you're both hot cocoa, but she's hot cocoa. So I knew. I was like, no, the hot cocoa is actually really Barbara. Wow.
Okay. I've been craving it for some reason. That's what instead of coffee, I've been drinking hot cocoa. But marshmallows.
Okay, and you're the marshmallow part with wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm serious. When I was picking my things,
great. You're picking up different things. That's awesome. Totally awesome.
And you guys, And it's fun because I'm like, okay, come on, tell me, because Barbara knows I asked. I didn't ask you, DC, because I just did what I felt. But with her, I had a question. She knows. I texted her, and then I already had the answer the minute I asked. But I didn't ask about the cocoa, so that's funny.
Oh my gosh!
And it was more. And it wasn't.
You know what? Now I'm hearing. I remember when I was younger, they used to have like a frozen ice cream cone called the Nutty Buddy. Did either of you eat those?
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate, like that was frozen on it with nuts.
Oh, yeah, I love those. Oh, my God, yeah, okay. Is that I didn't know what it was called, but it was a little chocolate circle.
Hey, buddy, remember?
Like a ball with the nuts, and then, those were good. Ice cream truck had those.
Wow, okay.
I remember the ice cream man came. That was those were very good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I used
that's
ice cream
funny.
Man.
Okay, we all have memories from childhood. Those are good memories.
They are. They're absolutely. They are delicious memories too. Yep.
Mhm.
Very cool. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that was nice. This was good during this time. That was cool. Thank you for entertaining my moment there.
that's awesome.
So cool.
Oh my gosh, that is totally cool.
That is. It's fun. See, because
your
that's the levity.
Grandmother and your great grandfather, oh my goodness, they are characters. I mean, I was just beginning my journey basically, and it was just like amazing. I'm like, oh my goodness, totally unbelievable.
Mm.
Now, Leah, did you like George Harrison with the Beatles?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I don't know who likes George Harrison, but he's stepping forward. So, you know, George Harrison, the Beatles songs maybe. But I'm just seeing, you know, him stepping forward. So I don't know what the message is with that.
Well, I'll find out. I'll sit with that. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Wow. Wow. That just made me think of the I'm Feeling Good. Barbara Grace had a thing with me on I'm Feeling Good. And all I could tell you is that has come at me literally since she said it that evening, that every single day, I'm not kidding, for 2 weeks since she had mentioned it. And it was unbelievable. Every different version of people on things I would watch, there it would be. On something else, there it would be. It would all of a sudden, and I was like, what? Even on The Voice, someone sang it. I was like, what is going on? And then I remember, and then Rich teased me because I told him that Barbara said that. And Barbara, he said to you, he said, what has she been smoking? That was a pretty good one.
Oh, my God. Miracle.
And then we laughed. But honestly, then it's continued to be clear. So that's another one. So I've been very curious about the George Harrison songs. Now I'm like, I want to look and see. It'll come.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's incredible.
I'm hearing the song. I don't remember what the name of it is, which it may be I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends, because those are the words.
I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends. Oh, isn't that a Beatles song?
I think so.
Maybe Harrison wrote that. Oh, wow. I'm going to look.
That's what I've been hearing since Steve.
And, you know, that's interesting, too, because my women friend circle, it's been so cool. We kept our word, but this year everyone sent things. We all did, where we all are getting, you know, or exchanging together and wanted to. And we agreed when I left that we would continue kind of our traditions, but everyone's everywhere. And actually, in this time, we were all even more conscious, so it was really cool.
Aww.
So that's interesting. That's highly symbolic for me, the friendship message, because, yeah. Well, and you guys are on the outlier inside of there now, too, which is really cool. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's just, oh, my gosh. I just feel like the energy is just, like, so amazing right now.
It is. It's really cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it feels really good, which this is a nice space. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I'm liking it. And it's not so floaty that you can't, you know what I mean? It's palace, but it doesn't take me completely, you know, I could do 1 foot in and 1 foot out. So this is in between, which is really nice. I'm not floating, like, you know, away. Because I have to, you know, somewhat ground otherwise. But
oh my goodness!
So this is just kind of being with it and being and enjoying it.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, the energy. I'm just got overwhelmed with messages. There's so many of them. My goodness.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. But I just, your energy is opening up so much, Leanne. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Yes, it just feels wonderful. Goodness. Well, I don't know what else to say. I just, oh my goodness, this is crazy.
I know, like a cloud. It's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is. I just saw a flash of Mother Mary.
Wow.
Mother Mary just came in. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm just getting to say hello to Dawn and wish her as well a happy holiday season.
I shall.
Yeah, she just popped into my head.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Barbara, do you have any other messages for Leanne?
I think that is it. They did mention something in passing about a bath, but they said, we'll tell her. So.
Oh, that's funny. That's how I planned on ending tonight, and I forgot. And then that's perfect. Yes, I'll do my bath. Because I figured that would be my graduation of this cleanse, and I'll feel ready for tomorrow. Oh, perfect. Yes, I will. After we hang up, then. I'll see the stars, and then I will do the bath. and then I'm done.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, that's so funny. She always gets my bath messages. You do.
See, and I have to tell you.
I need a bath, but not in a bad way.
Not hygienically. It's just to help you spiritually.
No,
but
it's the other kind, right.
Your photo that you have on Facebook with the way you have your hand like under your chin, I just saw Diana doing the same thing.
Oh, you're kidding.
So it just felt like you know, that's a similar pose to her pose.
And you know that, again, I wouldn't know that, so that's the trick.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. I just saw her face, and, you know, and she had her hands, like, underneath her chin. I'm like, oh, my goodness. It was just, like, the same pose.
Mm.
That's beautiful.
Oh, wow. See, that's
beautiful.
And, you know, I didn't even, you know, I don't plan those little moments either because they're completely natural, you know. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, I agree. Mm. I agree. Beautiful.
That's cool.
Well, have a very evening and, you know.
I will.
And yourself, yep. Sounds amazing.
Yep.
And thank you for calling
in,
honey.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so grateful. Both of you are wonderful. And I'll be pinging back with Barbara as well to get scheduled.
Okay.
Which DC called this out years, what has it been, five years ago that I was supposed to connect with you. And I only took, almost a year and a half before, for 2 years. So
that's okay. You're on your own schedule.
Really,
that's okay.
Yeah. So yeah, interesting. All right, ladies. Otherwise, I'm taking your whole show. So I'm trying.
Okay. I've done that before with Barbara as well. That's.
You could spoil me continually. I'm good. I will.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Love you both.
Love you too, honey.
Okay. Let me. Click there. Okay. And we had a caller who left, and I realized that it was Shoshana.
Oh, goodness.
So I just texted her and told her she's supposed to call back.
Oh, okay.
Because there's something that we're supposed to tell her. And while we are waiting, we will go to Nathaniel.
Awesome.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
Great.
We're
you
doing
good.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, well, it's a real pickup for the show to have you hear you both on.
Oh, thank you. So, Nathaniel, you must...
Oh,
Barbara, he must have something right with the energy that I'm feeling. Oh my gosh. I love your energy right now. And I just feel like the angels are really excited to see you go forward, Nathaniel. It feels amazing.
Well, actually, I've been really sad until I heard you, you know, on the voice here until I called in.
It helps, right? I mean, your energy had it changed because your energy is really good now. It feels wonderful.
It changed the last 45 seconds when I picked up, when I said hello.
Okay.
So it really helps, you know.
But your angels are with you. And Nathaniel, you know, they nudged you to call in Nathaniel. And I'm just feeling like you've got to stop procrastinating and you've got to go forward. Think about what it is that you're wanting. And the angels are saying, this is your time, Nathaniel. My goodness, this is truly your time. Okay, so you've got to get ready and go forward. The woman friend that's on the other side, I see her watching over you.
Adrian?
Yes, Adrian, yes, with you. And she's just, you know, she's saying hello and she's watching over you. Have you been possibly a little sad lately?
Yeah, I've been sad. I don't know, the post I'm working at, I'm kind of bored, but, you know, I'm thinking about my brother and I've actually come up. I came up here 2 years ago today, so it saves actually the day I came up to Sacramento from Southern California. So I've been up here 2 years, and we really haven't talked. I saw him last week, you know, but and I still have some stuff over. I haven't really texted, so it's you know, going to be probably almost next to impossible to have a relationship with him and his wife. You know, I can see him, but you know, I don't know. But so I'm just kind of detaching from him and, you know, the whole life and possibly all the other stuff over there and everything. So, and you know, but I'm thanking my, you know, counting my blessings as well.
Oh, Nathaniel, I just got to stay positive. Miracles can happen, okay?
Uh-huh.
And now is to put the focus on Nathaniel, okay? Focus on you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm also feeling like, you know, you have an opportunity to really have love come your way, okay? And I feel like this love will help you to feel whole again, okay? So this
uh-huh.
is really important, Nathaniel, that you focus just on, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just stay optimistic. Oh, my goodness, stay optimistic. I do feel like there's good coming, and you've just got to, you know, just got to relax and, you know, let it happen, Nathaniel. You truly deserve it. And I feel like there's a lot of surprises going to be coming your way as well. Okay? So focus on you and send your brother and his wife love when you think about them. But I'm feeling like this is a time where, you know, like I said, good things are coming your way. So, you know, make sure the focus is, of course, just on you. Okay?
Okay.
It's really, really important, Nathaniel, that you focus on yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I feel like, you know, you're sleeping, and your beautiful friend, Adrian, is, I feel her, like, watching over you, and she's just, you know, sending you love, and she knows what you've been through. And she's saying, I'm here, Nathaniel. And she's sort of helping you to have peace while you sleep, okay? If, you know, if that makes sense to you, because I really do feel her around you. And I'm getting, like, this love that that I was getting the message about. I feel like it's not only, like, an earthly love, but I feel it's a spiritual love, Nathaniel. So it's going to be really, really beautiful. And I
awesome.
Just feel like you, you know, at this, you know, point in your life that you're ready for love. Okay?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. You've got to stay grounded, and you've got to, you know, you've got to pay attention to the signs that the angels are sending you, and you've got to embrace this beautiful time. And I just feel like, you know, the two of you are going to help each other, like, go forward on your journey, Nathaniel. Okay, and we have the angel of love coming in, and she's saying, my beloved Nathaniel, you are whole, you are perfect. Right now, just as you are, you need not do anything. There's nothing to change, and she wants you to go within, connect with that beautiful heart space, and allow the love within you to radiate outward, okay? And love yourself as you would love, you know, your partner, Nathaniel. Okay, so it's really important that you take time for yourself and nurture yourself and, you know, do something nice. Okay? So that's what I have. I hope, you know, that makes sense to you. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Nathaniel. And I want to wish you a very blessed and happy and joyous Christmas, Nathaniel.
Oh, thanks so much, DC. That means the most. And thanks for all your help.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless, honey. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel. Women, they were telling you they wanted to talk to you. Okay, so it looks like it's the shaman that has come into your life, and he has a message for you. And there's going to be work being done on you while he's talking to you. So if you feel things moving, you know, don't be alarmed. One of the things that people don't seem to understand is that being strong, being powerful, does not mean that you are never meek and humble. You understand being meek and humble because it has become a part of your way of being. And you are open up to your strength, to your power. It's not an either or sort of thing. You can be all of it at once. Because power is not aggression, but it is a knowing of who you are and a standing in that truth, your truth. This is what we want you to do. We want you to stand in your truth, to be powerful, and to be humble. Because you don't have to prove anything to anyone, especially not yourself. You know who you are. We want you to take a nice deep breath and just let go. You have some misperceptions that you've had throughout most of your life. And one of those misperceptions was that seeing your brother as being powerful. And we can understand why you would avoid power when you associated it with him, because the things he did were not powerful. They were actually more vengeful, more malicious. And he used those things to have power over you. But he was not being in power. So we want you to let go of any concepts that you connect with your brother and power. He has no power over you. He's not meant to. It is not the way the Creator has arranged anything. Let that go. Let that go and allow yourself to be truly powerful and to know that power is actually good. Power is beneficial. Power is loving. Power is strong. And power is humble. And that is what we are asking you to be. So step out of the old way of seeing yourself and start being powerful, loving, and start enjoying your life. And please don't forget, when you are feeling sad, start saying, "Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go." And let go of the sadness. It has no place in your life anymore. You are not here to be sad and down and lonely. You are here to be powerful and loving and filled with light and sharing who you are with the world. And the more you do that, the more quickly you will attract more and more love into your own life. This is your time of change. Don't fight it. Allow, 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 and be free. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
All right, well, thanks.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, and we are going to move to our next caller. And this is Shoshona.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Shoshona.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. Better.
Hi, Shoshona.
Hi there.
It's nice to connect with you. How are you?
Well, my husband passed away.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. My goodness.
Yeah, so it's 21 days today or whatever, and today's his 60th birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So, yeah, busy month. Our anniversary's on the 24th.
Wow.
Whatever. So, you know, anyhow.
I feel like, you know, after you said that, I sort of feel like, you know, like you just, you know, of course, like life is different and you just don't feel, you know, it's just like a weird feeling, but he's been around you and he you know, he's just in a different form. He's still with you. Okay. And
yeah.
I don't know if sometimes you could feel him because I feel like he comes over and he gives you this beautiful, beautiful hug. No, do you feel
yeah.
it? He's been
no.
with you, my goodness. Okay. And he's saying, you know, you worry a lot about things that you can't change, hon, okay?
Yeah.
And it's not going to help you. But he's very, you know, he's very happy that you're on this journey and you're doing what you're doing. You know, it's a beautiful thing and it'll help you as well as others, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he's coming in, and there's a man with him. A P name, and it's connected to your family, not his.
Okay.
Okay. And he this P name of the gentleman, he's just saying that you have a personality and traits of like an uncle and. You know, your family on the other side are very, very, you know, happy that you're doing what you're doing, hon. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see. I mean, I got a P. I don't know if that's a first name or a last name. Okay?
I don't know.
But he's saying that, you know, you know, going forward, you're doing so much that means so much to your family. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let me just see what he's showing me here. Okay. Okay. Did you misplace something? Because I'm getting something like you misplaced something, that you can't, you're looking for something.
No.
Around the house?
Okay,
because no. I'm hearing, I don't know, but I'm getting like lost or misplaced is what I'm, you know, I'm getting. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what... Just hold on to it. I mean, it might make sense later, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, what are they showing me? Okay. And that the P name is saying you've got these beautiful down-to-earth qualities about you, Shoshana, okay? And you,
yeah.
like you said, you what you're doing means so much to those on the other side, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so that
yeah.
he named, like I said, that, you know, was close to your family, a family.
Yeah.
Okay, was your husband sick prior to passing?
He had a heart attack.
Okay. Okay. I mean, but I feel like there was something going on, maybe. You know,
well,
that he
had his first heart attack in 2012 or whatever, and 2 years ago he was given 2 years to live, and he lived a year and a half. So.
Yeah. Okay.
His number finally came up.
Well, he's still with you, hon. I'm seeing another lady coming in too with a J name, so I don't know if there's a you know someone that you. No, with a J name, and she seems like she's got like a really outstanding personality. If she were to walk in a room, I mean, everybody would have their eyes on her, just the way you know
yeah.
her personality was.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's been around you. Okay, I don't know if you've noticed like anyone, like felt like the energy, but your husband. But I'm getting this J name and. She seems like she's a funny lady, and she just wants you to laugh and think about, like, you know, times that you had fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to bring you joy. You know, she wants to bring a smile to your face. So I don't know.
Yeah.
This J lady is like, I'm seeing a tree, so it's part of your family, okay?
Okay.
So she's been around you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting possibly like maybe you're like around a grandmother, Okay.
Mhm.
Just like she, you know, she wants you to just, you know, to relax and, you know, to have a little bit of time where you just forget about the world, because she's saying you've been through so many difficult times. You know, this has been hard, and she understands. But
my grandmother, Jessie.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Yeah, and she's with you, and she wants you to just, you know, think about, like, the good times that you remember with her, and she wants you to laugh, okay? And when you do think of her and you smile, she's saying carry that smile with you throughout the whole day, okay?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's been several, like, of those family members with you, hon, okay?
Yeah.
That's what they're showing me. Okay. Let me see what they're showing. I mean, there's a couple of them trying to talk here. Okay. And I'm getting, like, from her, she's saying, you know, don't let anybody decide anything for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. They can help, but, you know, you don't have to listen to them.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the word prosperity. She's saying, you know, prosperity, you know, is coming to you. Okay?
Yeah.
And I just see, like, pennies from heaven.
Uh-huh.
And make sure that you take care of your health, okay? Because I know, like, this is traumatic, but I'm getting you've got to focus on your health. And, you know, like, the spiritual things that we do and everything, I'm getting, like, alternative treatments would also help.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's just when I'm getting you need a little bit more balance, hon.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a little bit of, like, I don't know, like, what you're doing, but I'm getting, like, you're not having fun, and you're, you know, like, everything is so serious, and you've got to learn to let go is what your grandmother is saying, hon, okay? And she's saying there is help there if you need it, and if you're open to it, there's always help for you.
Yeah.
Okay? So you've just got to know that, you know, even though you feel like at times you're alone, you're never, never, ever alone. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm getting, like, balance, you know, and emotionally, mentally, and it really will help. Okay? And she's saying let go of the struggle. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting you're really creative. Okay? So I don't know. But your grandmother thinks she's very, very creative. And she's saying, please, you know, like, you need to take a break from everything and just relax. You need some downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and I just see your beautiful team with you. And, you know, things, they are going to get better. So they're asking you to just, you know, hang in there. And alternative things, like, you know, connecting with us and others, it's really going to be helpful, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, you're stubborn. Your grandmother says she's stubborn, but she's stronger than she thinks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, and she's saying, you know what, start thinking a little bit outside of the box. You're holding on to, like, sort of, like, conventional thinking, and she's saying, please, she's saying just, like, you know, let it go and think outside of the box. So maybe...
Yeah.
Creatively, you could think of something, maybe doing something a little differently.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I sort of feel like, you know, like you're almost like at a standstill. You feel a little bit stagnant. And she's saying things are going to improve. Be patient. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm even getting, like, you know, there might be something coming through for you to even develop, like, into something work-wise. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so just be mindful, hang in there, and I'm getting, like, things are going to improve, hon, okay? God bless you, Shoshana.
Yeah. All right, thank you,
Dee. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. Barbara?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's see who wants to give you a message, other than the messages you've already gotten. Okay, it's Divine Mother, and she wants you to just sit back, relax. Just close your eyes and listen. Everything that happens in life has a reason. You know this. Everything is a part of your own growth. It's another step on your journey. And while the death of your husband is very tragic to you, it is also an opportunity for you to move forward, for you to grow, for you to understand yourself more than you ever have before. Sometimes humans have to be alone to start accepting themselves, because otherwise they are so focused on other people and other people's needs and other people's desires that they never look at themselves. This is your opportunity to focus on yourself. Bill is still with you, you know that, and he loves you. And he is able to express that to you more now than he ever could when he was in the physical. And you understand that as well. Now it is time for you to make you important, to make you the most important person in your life. Do not look for someone else to fill the space that he left that is not for your highest good. This is about you learning about you. This is your opportunity to love yourself. And you are doing work on yourself, and that is wonderful. That is absolutely fantastic. And we are so glad that you are lightening your own burden, that you are lifting the energies that you don't need and allowing yourself to move more and more into joy. And we want you to take that and extend it and to do things simply for the fun of it. No other reason. Simply because it's fun. And if that involves you being with other people, that's fine. And if that doesn't involve you being with other people, that's fine. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you are allowing yourself to have fun. Because you are not supposed to sit and mourn for days, weeks, months, years. Mourning is optional. And it has become a ritual for most humans, and they believe that they have to feel this deep sadness, and they have to feel it for a specific length of time, and they have to wait until a specific length of time has passed before they can move forward with their lives. These are human beliefs. They are not the truth. You don't have to mourn at all. There's really nothing to mourn. He's simply no longer in the physical. But he's still in your life. He's still in your heart. He still talks to you. He still loves you. You haven't lost anything. So let go. And let go of society's beliefs about what you should or should not do. Society does not control you. It does not dictate who you are. Let it go. Let go of all of those things that no longer have any meaning to you. And that includes any of his personal items in your home. You don't need to keep anything. If something has sentimental value to you, then simply take a picture of it and let the item go. You don't need to hang on to anything. This is about you moving into your truth, yourself, your freedom. Embrace this opportunity and move forward with your own life. We love you. We love you so much. And we want to see you shining brightly, filled with love and joy and laughter, sharing who you are from your heart. You deserve more. Allow more into your life. We love you always. We love you. Okay, that's what she wanted to share with you. Okay, hold on. Let me click on you again.
That was beautiful.
And the energy of it. Oh, I just love her energy.
Yeah, so, that was beautiful.
Figure out some things that are fun and start making fun a part of your life, okay?
Yeah.
And stop being so serious.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Don't try it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. They want you to laugh right now. Okay, that's a step in the right direction. And you may want to go on YouTube and find laugh yoga and do that. And do it every day. Just let yourself laugh because it'll help you let go.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, my dear. Both of you.
You are welcome. And you are worth it.
Thank you, Barbara.
God bless you, Shona.
Thank you, DC.
And you know what? Your husband is saying that you are a very, very strong woman. And that's what, you know, your grandmother said. And then I found this picture. I posted it on Facebook. It said, Lord, please give me patience, because if you give me strength, I'll need bail money too.
yeah, for sure, right?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So, all right.
Well, please take care, Shoshona.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Okay, well, have a good one.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. We are done for tonight, and we have 4 minutes left. Boy, we are ahead of schedule.
Oh, wow, we're doing a great job. You're coming right down to the wire there. That's awesome. And Spirit is just saying, you know, that we've got to look at life, you know, from a different perspective, to see it as an amazing adventure, you know, to be really excited. And when you wake up in the morning, just say, oh, my goodness, I know something wonderful is going to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to hold on to the excitement and just, you know, visualize, you know, what it is that we are wanting to see. And I do feel like that is a really, really amazing way, you know, to manifest these new adventures that, you know, we're all waiting to have.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's time. I think we've been through enough of whatever else is going on in the world, and now we're all ready for these amazing adventures, Barbara.
I agree. Completely, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
All right, then. Well, we should be back on Tuesday. Are we going to be here Tuesday?
I believe so. Why not?
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you needed time off for Christmas or.
You know what? I could handle it all. It'll work for me. That's fine. I can't wait, Barbara.
Okay. Well, then everyone can come back and join us on Tuesday, and we send you all lots and lots of love.
Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Bye-bye.